Shalom to all. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Samach Beis. We're starting by the 12th line of the two dots with the core for the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biaka Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah said Shtei Alachim Shnei Kisei Atzeres V'Chulu, and it described how the Tenufa takes place. And the time the Mishnah holds that the Lechem is placed on top of the Kvasim. So we have Brass discussing this Tanur Rabbanon. The pasuk tells us V'Hinu V'Kain Oisam Al Lechem Abikurim. So Yachol, you might think based off this pasuk that you Nich Kvasim on Gabei Lechem, that the Kvasim should be put on the Lechem, because that's what the pasuk says, that Oisam Al HaLechem. So therefore, Tamalim, the pasuk says that al shnei kvasim, and that's mashma that the bread is put on the kvasim, not the other way around. Now, e al shnei kvasim, if we just had this pasuk, yachol, you might think lechem al gabi kvasim, that the lechem is put on the kvasim. So tam loimer al lechem abikurim. And then from shtakal kasov, the pasuk just equated them. We have two psukim, one pasuk saying that the lechem goes on the kvasim, other pasuk saying that the kvasim goes on lechem. Ve'ini adei im lechem al gabi kvasim, kvasim al gabi lechem. I don't know which one is which. Is the bread on top of the kvasim or kvasim on top of the bread? And the answer is the mamatzini b'chol makom lechem l'mala. Just like we find in other places, the lechem's on top. Afkan lechem l'mala. So to over here, the lechem is actually on top. And hecha, where is this? Where else do we see that the lechem is on top of the kvasim? Amar Papa, Papa says, and he actually sets it on top of the amud as well, b'miluim. This is by the miluim, by the inauguration of Mishkan, that when they brought the kvasim, the lechem that was brought along with them as well, which is a special thing for the miluim, those were put on top. Now, Rabbi Yosi ben Amar Sholom Omer, he's a different shita. The kvasim l'mala, the kvasim actually go on top, and umani makayim al shnei kvasim. So how do I understand the pasuk of al shnei kvasim, which is mashma, the lechem goes on top? L'haitzi shiva, that's just excluding the seven. We know that along with the shnei kivsei atzeres, there's another seven kvasim that are brought as a karban oila, not as a shlamim like the shnei kvasim are, but the seven are an oila. And that's all the pasuk of al shnei kvasim is telling us, is that the shtei alechem is along with the shnei kvasim. That's what the al shnei kvasim is. It's along with the shnei kvasim, and it's excluding the seven kvasim. Those are not part of the tenufa. But again, according to Rabbi Yosi ben Amsholim, the main focus over here is that the kvasim are physically on top of the lechem. Here's a third sheet of Chanina ben Chachinoy Omer. He says, Minyech shtei alechem bein erkosein shel shnei kvasim umeinef. The shtei alechem are placed in between the thighs of the kvasim and they're waved. In other words, the kvasim are made to crouch down, and then it's placed in between the upper part of the thigh and lower part, and nimtza makayim shnei mekaris halalu. Turns out we have a kiyum of both of these psukim, lechem agabe kvasim, kvasim agabe lechem. The lechem is on the kvasim, and the kvasim is on the lechem. Now, Omer Rebbe asks on this sheet, Lefnei melech basar v'dam ein oisin kein. Lefnei melech mechem lechem kadosh baruch hu oisin kein. In front of a king of flesh and blood, we wouldn't do this. So in front of Hashem, we're going to do this? You wouldn't give a gift like this to the king, an animal that's crouching down with bread stuck in between its legs. Ella rather says, Rabbi, minich zebetzad zeh umeinif, the kvasim are placed next to the lechem and waved. Ask the Gemara of Habba Inon Al. We have to have a kima of the pasuk that says Al, which literally means on top. So Amar Rav Chizda Rav Mnuna, he answers, Amilon, some say it was Rav Mnuna Rav Chizda, that Rabbi Latameh, Rabbi Lashitasai Damar, he holds Al besamach. The word Al doesn't mean on top, it means next to. The time of a brisa that discusses lechem upon him, v'nosato al amarechas levoina zaka. And Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi says, al besamach, al means next to. The levoina of lechem upon him is not placed on top of the lechem, it's placed next to it on the shulchan. Now, ato emer al besamach, oyena ela al mamish, you say al means next to. Maybe al really means literally on top. So, kshoyomer, the pasuk says, regarding the paroiches, v'sakoisa al ha'aron, is ha'paroiches, you should, so to speak, cover the aron with the paroiches, have oimer al besamach. That clearly tells us that al means next to, because we know that the paroiches was the curtain dividing the heichal from the kodesh kedoshim, and so obviously the word over here al means next to. So that's where Rebbe's raya is from. We continue discussing the Mishnah that said ma'ilchu mevi malu marid v'chulu, that the way the tenufa works, that it's ma'ilchu mevi, he extends it outwards and brings it in towards himself, and then up and down. So Amar v'chir bar Abba, Amar b'yichnon, ma'ilchu mevi, extends it outwards and brings it back towards himself. L'misha ruchas shalai, that's to the one whom the ruchas belong to him. That's, so to speak, waving it to Hashem, and the ruchas are the four directions, so he extends it outwards and brings it back. That's regarding the ruchas. And malu mayrid, it's lifted up and brought back down. L'misha shemayim v'aretz shalai, that's an expression to the one who the shemayim and aretz belongs to him, that's up and down. Now, b'marava masnuhachi, in Eretz Yisrael, they teach like this, that amar v'chama bar okva, amar b'yasi bar rav chanina, mayilchu mevi k'dei latzer ruchas rais, that haylach and hayva is in order to stop the bad winds, and the winds come from all four directions, so it has to be waved in all four directions according to this. And malu mayrid, it's waved up and down kedei latzer talalim raim, that's in order to stop the bad dews, D-E-W, dew comes from up to down, so that's what the malu mayrid action is doing. Now Amar Bias Rabavin, he says, this tells us the shiari mitzvah ma'akvanus ha'peronus, that even the shiari mitzvah, the remnants, if you will, of a mitzvah, even that can stop punishment. The ha'tenufa shiari mitzvah hi, tenufa, this waving is shiari mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv, v'yitzaris ruchas raim, and nonetheless, it stops the Ruchah's rise in the Talayim Rayim. And Omer Rabba Rabba tells us, V'chein Lulav, the same type of waving is done with a Lulav. And Rav Chaim Yaakov, M'matilei U'maisilei, Rav Chaim Yaakov, he would do this, he'd extend it outwards and bring it back. And U'mechvi Hachi, he would show that it's like this. V'omar, and he would say, Gira Be'enei Dasitna, this should be an arrow, it's like a stab in the eyes of the Satan. However, V'lav Milsahi, this is not something that should be done. Mishum Da'asilis Geruyebe, because if a person says this outright to the Satan, that might cause the Satan to start up with him bedafka to try to get him to sin, and therefore it's best not to say this actively dafka against the Satan. Gira be'ini desitna. We continue discussing Tanabana Viva Braisa, Zivche Shalmitsur, to Unin Tanufa, Acha Shchita, Utunufa Asan, Kemai Shehain, Tivi Rebbe. Rebbe holds when we do Tanufa to Zivche Shalmitsibur, which again is a Shnei Kivse Atzeres, they require the Tanufa after Shchita, and the Tanufa is exactly as they are, meaning after they're Shechted, while they're still whole, before they're cut into pieces, that's how Tanufa is done. Now, V'chamer and V'cham say that no, because of a shaykh, only the chaza and the shaykh, the chest and the thigh of the Zivchei Shalmitzibur, the Shnei Kivsei Tzeres, that's the only part which is waved after Shchita. Now, the question is, B'mai Kamiflagi, what's the machlekes over here? So some say he said to him, some say the other one said to the other one, that B'dai Mino Mino, B'dai Mino, V'aiki Ba'asar Kamiflagi. The machlekes is regarding this. Now, what is this? So we do find this concept scattered throughout Shas. B'dai Mino means we have two different things that we're learning. So obviously, there's the source limud, the Dain Mina, the topic or the concept that we're learning from. And the question is, what do we now do with that? Is it Dain Mina Umina that we learn from it and we apply that very same din that we're learning in the exact same way? Or no, is it Dain Mina that we're learning from it, but we're being Aiki Ba'asra? We're taking that din that we're learning, but we're applying it in a slightly different way to the new topic that we're discussing. And here the Gemara explains this. Rabbanan Sav, the Rabbanan hold Dain Mina Umina, that we learn from it and we apply it as well in the same exact sense. Namely, we're learning the tenufa of the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres from the tenufa of a regular shlamim, and so therefore it's as follows. Ma'aziv chesham yachid, just like the regular carbon shlamim, to unin tenufa la'achar shchita, it requires tenufa after shchita. Av ziv chesham etzibur, to unin tenufa la'achar shchita. So to ziv chesham etzibur, they also require tenufa after shchita. That's the dain mina, so we're learning from shlamim of yachid. And then the umina, that we're applying the same din, that tells us that ma'hasim b'chaz of a shaykh, just like over there, by just a regular carbon shlamim, the only part that needs tenufa is the chaz of a shaykh, av hachanami b'chaz of a shaykh. So to over here, by zivche shlamit zibur, only the chaz and the shaykh are waved about, whereas v'rebi savar doiminav aiki ba'asra, that we learn from it, but we apply it in its place. Namely, ma zivche shlamit yachid to unit tenufa lachar shchita, av zivche shlamit zibur to unit tenufa lachar shchita. So this is the doimina, that just like a regular shlamim needs tenufa after shchita, so too, zivche shlamit zibur also requires tenufa after shchita, but here's the va'oiki ba'asra that hasam hu the chaz v'shaik. Over there by regular carbon shlamim, only the chaz and the shaik are waved about. Aval hacha, but over here by zivche shalmit zibur, k'mo shehein b'chayim, they're waved about as they are, meaning as they are when they're alive, and therefore they're waved about whole and not just the chaz and the shaik. So that's the dain mina va'oiki ba'asra. We're learning from a regular shlamim that it needs tenufa after it's shechted, but the oiki ba'asra is that the entire animal is waved about, not just the chaz and the shaykh. So that's one understanding of the machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Or Zamech Beis Beis on top, or Papa says that Dukuli Alma Doimino Minahu. Really, everyone agrees that it's Doimino Mina. V'hainu time to Rebbe. So here's Rebbe's reason why, by Zivche Shalmet Tzibur, we're going to wave the entire thing about. Nonetheless, it's Ki Hasam. We're actually learning that from plain Shlomim. How so? Ma Hasam Davar Shematon Alakayin Avhacha Davar Shematon Alakayin. Just like over there with a regular Shlomim, what part is waved? That's the part which is given to the Kayin, namely the Chaz and the Shaykh. So to over here, by Zivche Shalmit Tzibur, what part is waved about? The part that's given to the Kayin, which is the entire thing. So that actually is Dain Mino Mina. Whereas Ravina Amar, he says it's the other way around. Dekuli Alma Dain Mino V'Aiki Ba'asra. And V'Hainu Taim in the Rabbanon, this is the reason the Rabbanon say that only the Chaz and the Shaykh are waved about. That's because Shalmehem Ribuyahu. In regards to regular carbon Shlomim, it uses the word Shalmehem, which is plural. It should just use the Lashon Yachid. But since it uses this Lashon Rabim of Shalmehem, it tells us that we're also talking about another type of Shlamim, so the Rabbanan say it must be. That's referring to Zivche Shalmei Tzibur, and so therefore only the Chaz and the Shaykh are waved about. And we can explain the Mishnah. Here's a quote of the entire end of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon had said, Shlashim Minin to Unin Shalish Mitzvahs, that there's three types of Karbanos that require three different Mitzvahs. Shtayim B'chalachas, Shlishes, Ein Bohen. The two of the three apply to each of them, but the third doesn't apply, meaning they only have two out of the three. The Eluhin, these are them. Zivche Shalmei Yachid, Zivche Shalmei So those are the three karbanos we're referring to. What are the two things that they each require? So zivcha shalma yachid tuunin smicha chaim utunufa shchutin ve'ein bahen tunufa. A regular karban shlamim requires smicha when it's alive and tunufa after it's been shechted, but it doesn't have tunufa when it's alive. Zivcha shalma tzibur tuunin tunufa chaim ushchutin ve'ein bahen smicha. Regular zivcha shalma tzibur that requires tunufa when it's alive and after shchita, but there's no smicha. And hasham etzayra ta'un smicha tunufa chai ve'ein by tunufa shachot. Hasham etzayra needs smicha when it's alive and tunufa when it's alive, but no tunufa after it's been shechted. So now the Gemara is going to go through each of them. Why don't we learn from the other one that actually this one, whichever this one is, requires all three? So here's the first question. Why don't we say that a regular karban shlamim does require tunufa while it's alive based off of a kavu chaymer? What's a kavu chaymer? Umazev chesham etzibur she'ein tu'unin smicha chayim tu'unin tunufa chayim. Just like we have by zech hasham etzibur. They do not require smicha, but they still require tenufa when they're alive. So zivcha shalma yachid shetu'unin smicha chayim, a regular standard carbon shlamim, it does need smicha when it's alive. So in addition shetu'unin tenufa chayim, shouldn't we say for sure that it needs tenufa when it's alive? Says the Gemara, no. Miyet rachman and gabi zivcha shalma etzibur oysam. The pasuk by zivcha shalma etzibur tells us oysam, them. And we learn from here, oysam lemute zivcha shalma yachid, that this word them excludes a private carbon shlamim. So here we go into the next stage. Why not say the other way around? The zivcha shalma tzibur, they do require smicha based off of kal v'chaymer. Uma zivcha shalma yachid she'ein tu'unin tenufa chayim tu'unin smicha. A plain carbon shlamim doesn't require tenufa when it's alive, but it does require smicha. Well, zivcha shalma tzibur she'tu'unin tenufa chayim ein adin she'tu'unin smicha. Zivcha shalma tzibur, they do require tenufa when they're alive. Shouldn't we say for sure that they require smicha? So Ravina, he answers, gemiri shtei smicha es betzibur. We have halacha l'meishim Sinai. That's what the word gemiri means over here, that there's only two smichas by a carbon tzibur, namely by paral hamdavar shel tzibur and by sar mishtalech, which is the goyim yom kippur that's thrown off the cliff. Only these two carbonus tzibur require smicha, and there's no other carbonus tzibur that needs smicha. So now we go on to the third stage. V'hei asham mitzayra ta'un tenufa shachot mikal v'chaymer. We should say that the asham mitzayra should require tenufa even after it's been shechted based off of kal v'chaymer. The mazev chesham yachid she'ein tu'unin tenufa chayim tu'unin tenufa shchuten, a regular shalom of a yachid that does not require tenufa when it's alive, but it does require tenufa after shchita. Well, asham etzayra she ton tenufa chai ein adin she ton tenufa shachot, and asham etzayra that does require tenufa when it's alive. Shouldn't we say for sure that it requires tenufa after it's been shechted? Says the Gemara, no. Miyat rachman and gabizim chesham yachid oisai. The Torah has miyat by regular karmen shlamim. It says the word oisai, and that tells us oisai limute asham etzayra. It's only it that requires tenufa after shchita, and that excludes an asham etzayra. So here we answered all of our questions, and we conclude with b'raisa ton rabbanon chamisha sheviu karbon echad. If five brought a carbon together, b'shutves echad menifai de kulam, one of them waves it for all of them. He does it too for all of them. Now, if a woman is bringing carbon, kain menifai yada, the kain waves it for her, as we've already mentioned earlier in the Gemara. And v'chein ha'shalech carbonos v'medina sayam, if somebody sent his carbonos with a shliach overseas, he's somewhere else, he sent his carbon with a shliach, kain menifai yadai, the kain does tenufa for him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to discuss carbonos mincha and get a little bit into details of what type of kli it's brought in and how it's done. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.